Nasim Ghul is 20 years old and this is her first baby. She's just 3 hours old and will be named by the family when she goes home, likely later tonight. In this maternity ward in western Kabul, there are four new mothers, all younger than 25. Two midwives and a doctor deliver an average of 15 babies here each day. Last year, they delivered five times that, with 10 times more staff, thanks to support from the humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders. But ISIL attacked the hospital in May 2020, bombing then storming the compound. 24 people were killed, including two newborns. Soon after, Doctors Without Borders left, with its staff, medicine and funding. The Afghan government never filled the void.
These rooms used to be full, with sometimes two women to a bed. But after Doctors Without Borders left, they couldn't provide for the dozens of pregnant women showing up here every day. Now they refer them to other clinics.
For the few women they can accommodate, they offer love, advice, and tabs of paracetamol. They say even that will run out next month. And the remaining staff have become volunteers as the Taliban struggles with cash flow.
Last 3 months, when the Taliban come, there is no salary, no money. We work here for free.
There are 37 public maternity clinics in Afghanistan. Many say they lacked funding and support long before the Taliban came to power.
We need a 100-bed children's hospital and professional medical staff to significantly reduce maternal and newborn deaths.
2 months into his new job as Deputy Health Minister, Dr. Abdul Bari Omar says everything comes down to money. He is asking for the United States to unfreeze Afghan funds held in banks there and for aid organizations to return.
I am calling upon the international aid organizations not to leave the Afghan people alone. They should fulfill their promises. The Afghan people need their help. The Taliban has a very open policy in this regard. We don't want the health sector to be political.
Shortly after our interview, the room went dark, a power cut. The hospital is also plagued by them. There's not enough money to fuel their generators. The barren hallways still welcome new life, but doctors wonder how much longer they can last and what it will mean if the lights go out for good. Charlotte Ballas, Al Jazeera, Kabul.